Iran says Saudi Arabia cannot achieve its goals by creating tensions in the region.
We believe that we've not sought tension, we've not sought to destabilize the region. Therefore, if Saudis wish to do so, they should know that creating tension in the region will do themselves harm. They don't have the power to mess with Iran for sure. Iran will not fall in their trap, and they can get nowhere through such policies. Iran is way much more powerful and wiser to let one play such games with it.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said Saudi Arabia's recent actions are the result of the failure of the kingdom and its Zionist allies in their Iranophobia project. He said most of the problems in the region are the result of the wrong policies of the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. The Iranian Foreign Minister noted that Riyadh's attempts to spend its petrodollars on disseminating extremism will backfire on itself. Zarif then slammed the kingdom for its recent execution of prominent Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, highlighting the case as a major action by Riyadh to stoke tensions in the region. The Iranian top diplomat then warned regional countries that enmity with the Islamic Republic will not bear any benefits and that it will only deprive them of the advantages. The Iranian foreign minister said recent attempts to weaken the Iranian economy through lowering the price of oil have backfired on the countries that plotted the project. Joining us via Skype from Washington is Ali Al-Ahmad. He's the director of IGA. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Al-Ahmad. Now, looking at the comments made by Mohammad Javad Zarif, specifically where he's saying that the problems in the Middle East region are a result of the wrong policies of the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, I do. Most of the problems in the Middle East has been as a result of the Saudi monarchy and the unconditional support by the United States and other Western government to the Saudi monarchy. The Saudi monarchy has been the source of most of the wars in the Middle East, most of the terrorist organizations and funding. And it's time for the American administration, for the Obama administration specifically, to start something like what I call the terror deal. So the Saudis will be forced to abandon their policies of supporting terrorism. Yet the Iranians have a responsibility now. They have suffered at the hand of the Saudis for over three decades, and I think they can play a role in making sure this happened.
Well, can you expand a bit more on that, Mr. Al-Ahmad? Right now we are seeing a tumultuous period when it comes to Saudi-Iranian relations, but that is also, if you put it in the bigger context of the current situation within the Middle East, be it Syria, be it Bahrain, or be it Yemen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the most important area to work on is convincing the world powers, the United States and the Europeans, of the Saudi involvement in terrorism. Just like the Saudis used the West against the Iranian people for over 30 years, I think it's turned that the Iranians use the influence of the West and the United Nations against the Saudi monarchy and its terroristic policies.
Well, do you think the West is ready to revise its ties with Saudi Arabia and reassess the role Saudi Arabia is playing within the region?
I think they will be ready if a sufficient effort is extended. And I think the best people now to do this are the Iranian government. I would say Mr. Javad Zarif is an excellent diplomat, and I think he can achieve such an outcome.
All right, we'll have to wait and see how this pans out. That's Ali Al-Ahmad, director of IGA, joining us via Skype from Washington. Mr. Al-Ahmad, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.